Chapter 4. Jeremy went back to his family, and I went for the phone book in my office, hoping the right pages hadn't been torn out by Dash during one of his visits. The page was there. The first place listed was Aaron. He was followed by Adam Place, who lived on Nicholas in Culver City. It was a little after 11. I considered calling, but what would I say? Have you got a stolen Dolly painting? About 20 minutes later, I was pulling into a parking lot on Nicholas across from Lindbergh Park. There was no one on the street when I crawled out of the passenger seat of my Crosley and looked around for the address. It wasn't hard to find. A rectangular, one-story pink adobe house across the street in the middle of a block. There was a white sign in front of the house announcing Adam Place, taxidermy. From what I could see, Adam was asleep or out. No hint of light seeped through or around the closed vertical blinds covering every window. I went up the little walkway, stopped, and listened. Couldn't hear anything. There was a white button next to the door. I pushed it, but didn't hear any gong, buzz, bell, or clang. I tried again. Nothing. I knocked. The knock echoed down the block and into the rustling trees across the street in Lindbergh Park. I knocked again. Then I tried the door. Locked. It must have been near 12, and I had to make up my mind. Knocking was getting me nowhere. I could get back into my Crosley, watch the place, and wait for a light or a human, or the morning. That would definitely put me past the midnight deadline the thief had given. I stepped off the path and moved around to the side of the house. No point in trying a front window and risk being seen. The houses on either side of the adobe were barricaded by bushes. I went to the left and looked for a window and shadows to hide in. I found both. The first window was locked, but the second one was open. I shoved it, pushed the blinds out of the way, and climbed in. When I got inside, I turned and closed the window behind me. Darkness, and the overwhelming smell of something dry and old. I followed the wall to the right, hand over hand, feeling for a light switch or a lamp. Adam.